Hi, my name is David Starr, a program manager here in Visual Studio. And you may have imagined it for years. What would it be like to have a fighter pilot style display inside Visual Studio? How about a head-up display style view in the editor giving real-time data about your code? Well, there's no need to imagine it any longer because we've made it in CodeLens for Visual Studio 2013 Ultimate. CodeLens provides ambient and actionable data about your code in your code. Let's have a look. CodeLens is that small little line of data that will now appear in Visual Studio's editor. Here you can see a CodeLens indicator line. That is, each indicator line consists of a set of CodeLens indicators. Here we can see one that indicates a change has been made, who the change was made by, and we can see that 10 references are being made to this property. As we scroll down, we can get a sense of the popularity and weight of each method or code element. Here we can see that the status value property has two references. Closer inspection reveals that these two references are coming from this class. In fact, just the property above, the status property. So we can use the references indicator to try factoring out some dead code. This might give us a code improvement just by paying attention to the references indicator. And I can do a build and we're good to go. So that references indicator has already paid for itself. Scrolling up the stack a bit, we can see that there are 13 references made to the status property, and we'd like to be able to see these all in one view. So I'll select collapse all. This lets me browse what classes and what path from Solution Explorer they're using are referencing this code element. The paths in the display panel The paths in the CodeLens display panel are exactly those that one finds in Solution Explorer. For each instance of the reference indicator, we can also send those references to CodeMap for visualization as a dependency diagram. We can even see that the class itself has 54 references. Collapsing these and just browsing through the references, I can see exactly which classes take the most dependencies on my service ticket class. Just another handy way to get a quick sense of what's going on in my code. With these references, I can also take any reference and open it to browse right to the code that's making the reference. Finally, I can pin my reference indicator just like any other CodeLens indicator. By selecting the pinning icon, the icon docks to its very own window at the bottom of the screen and allows me to continue working with my code, viewing other CodeLens indicators without losing the context. And it turns out, thanks to Roslyn, this is a live document. Note that the log property has zero references being made to it right now. We can change that, and you can see the live nature of the updates by including a reference right here inside the time open. Note now that the log, before we even get a compile in our source code, the log property now has one reference to it. In addition to the references indicator, another pair of indicators work together to give us a better experience for test-driven development. Here we can see we've got a failing test, this create null customer test. Let's go to that code. Inside this code, we can see a new CodeLens indicator showing us that the test has failed. This test has the following output, which we can see right inside the display panel. We can even rerun this test in context and see it fail again, ensuring that indeed this test is failing. I'll F12 and go to the definition of this create method, and we can see that there's currently no guarding clause on the customer property. If we add that guarding clause, and throw a new argument null exception, we can use the second of the two indicators, this one being the tested by indicator, to rerun just this test and see that it now passes. The tested by indicator shows us all of the tests that test the method I'm currently working on. And we can run tests from right within the tested by indicator. I can also navigate back to the test itself and now see that my test status indicator on the test is showing that the test is passed. We can also see who's been working on what code. This helps us answer who's interested if we are about to make a code change. The authors indicator, just to the right of my tested by indicator, shows us that Cameron Skinner plus at least three other people have worked on this code. We can see that Cameron Skinner's made a change, as have three other accounts. The last change was made by Cameron. We can double-click the change set information, and that'll take us directly to the details for that change set. And it will diff the code file so we can see exactly what the changes were in that change set. In addition to diffing the file, we can right-click any change set, view a diff of that change set to the current code that's loaded in Visual Studio, and I can see the change set details from anywhere within the history of this method over time. We can also see the authors for classes, properties, operators, and iterators. Unfortunately, the virtual machine that we're running in right now doesn't allow us to show link integration, which is present in the CodeLens indicators. This is a view of what the changes indicator looks like when link is installed on the local machine. You have direct access to the person who created the change set as long as they are open and available on link. So I can talk to them directly about the changes that they put into the code. The changes indicator shows us that five changes have occurred to this code element over time and gives us the same level of detail we saw in the author indicator. And mousing over or hovering over any given change set shows us details about that change set. These are just two collaboration indicators, but there are also indicators that light up for code reviews, work item counts, and bug density, showing what code was modified and associated with what work items. Splash bugs like slow-moving bogeys with CodeLens, the head-up display for ACE developers in Visual Studio.